Steve Lasman's head basketball coach of Winston. Winston is done, at least with the regular season for 2016. They will have some games that will be upcoming at the NCMC Holiday Hoops event. But Winston, I think you were coming out of the Gallatin tournament. We visited last. Coach had Polo to finish up that tournament. You'd beaten Winston at the last second shot, and it looked like you had at least Polo within range, but they beat you in a close one.
We've played, you know, my kids play hard. We're 1-7 right now, but I don't think it's indicative of our team. I think it's indicative of our schedule. We've played a murderous schedule for 1A girls team. We've played North Harrison, I still think hasn't lost yet. We've played South Harrison. We've played Hardin Central. We've played Southwest Livingston. Grundy County, who doesn't have a girl, I don't think, under 5'8 starting for them. And we've played Polo twice. So we've played, I mean, we've in our eight games, we've only played one team with a losing record.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of beating our girls down, I think, mentally a little. That, you know, we've most been competitive in most of the games, but our schedule's really brutal so far. And it's not going to get any easier the next two games.
Yeah, it looked like with Grundy County on Tuesday, though, you were kind of within range. And even the second game against Polo, I don't know if there was too much of a difference in how the games unfolded with Polo the second time, but, you know, that was close.
Point difference at the end.
Yeah, but did the game unfold the same way?
Yeah, it was 39-33, and the first time they beat us was 36-31. So, you know, we played well in both games. We just... As you know, you look at our scores, we have trouble scoring. Our kids play really hard, but we just have trouble scoring. So we want to grind it out. We want a low-scoring game. And we're running up against some of these teams like North Harrison and Southwest Livingston. We were really good teams, and they won't let us do what we want to do.
Right, they're kind of constructed for that, and they're kind of about to pace. I know Grundy County's got that length you were talking about. Are they? But I don't know if they're necessarily a team that wants to get up and down, do they?
They got up and down on us. Their freshman girl, Peterson's a very good basketball player. She had 18 against us. And we just, you know, our problem is our tallest girl's 5'7", and she's out now with a broken finger. And so our tallest girl, you know, we just have no height. And these teams are getting out, they're getting the rebound and getting out on us. And that's really what transitions really hurt us. And it's not from a lack of effort. It's just that we just can't get rebounds. We're playing teams that are really good. I mean, we're just running into a tough schedule right now with teams that have a lot of length. And as I said, the next two games in NCMC is not going to do us much good either. I mean, we're going to have our hands full in those two games. So it's been a rough time before Christmas for us.
But I guess the other side of that is that as long as your players have kind of an energy to go and, you know, have kind of remember what you need to do to correct, but forget about some of the other, forget about the things that are when games have got away from you, I guess that would be the best case scenario. Is there a degree that you're doing that?
Our kids are playing hard. I have no complaints whatsoever about that. You know, we're just, as I said, we're just playing good teams right now that press full court the whole game, and they have height on us in the boards. And, of course, we play Grundy. Grundy's so big. That zone they play, see, that have a sideline to sideline on. But our kids play hard. We need to, you know, get through the Christmas break where we start playing teams that, you know, that are more closer to our level. And I think we'll be okay. Right now, we're just going up against a lot of good basketball teams.
Okay, Steve Lasman's head basketball coach of Winston.